Hello, this is Karen Lopez from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed and this call is quick and confidential. Can you tell me, would you prefer to take the survey in English or Spanish?
Who is this?
My name is Karen Lopez and I'm calling from Opinion Research.
Ma'am, can you tell me again slowly and carefully who are you from?
My name is Karen, and I'm calling from Opinion Research.
Okay, lay it on us, and say it in English, please.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay, and in which state do you currently reside?
New York.
Okay, thank you so much. And can you tell me, what is your zip code?
10509.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, can you tell me, are you registered to vote in New York? Okay, got it. And can you tell me what is the year of your birth?
1944.
Got it, thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Neither of those.
Okay, thank you so much. So can you tell me what is your race?
White American.
Okay, thank you so much. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Republican.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
Lady, I think we're strong.
Okay, thank you. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Can you please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means
ten.
Your vote has... I'm sorry?
10.
Okay, thank you. Now, I know this is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris? Republican Donald Trump? Okay, thank you so much. And I know this is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your representative in Congress, the Democrat or the Republican?
Republican.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you three statements, and can you please indicate which of them is closest to your own view? The first one says, I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. Then we have, I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. And the last one says, I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal.
The third one.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in New York when it comes to abortion's legality? Abortion is legal and available in all cases in New York. Abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in New York. Abortion is banned with a few exceptions in New York. Or abortion is totally banned in New York?
The fourth one.
Okay, thank you. And how concerned are you about abortion access in New York? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, indifferent, it means neither concerned, not unconcerned, not very concerned, or not concerned at all?
Not concerned at all.
Okay, thank you. And as you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you learned, have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, or heard nothing at all?
Some.
Okay. And based on what you know now, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
Read me that again, please, slowly.
Okay. Based on what you know now, if the election were held today, will you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I will not vote.
Okay. And now I'm going to read you a text of the proposal number one, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in the November 2024 election. And this is how it reads. Adds certain protections to the state bill of rights. Adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution. Covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York state constitution. And a no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. So after hearing the ballot measure language, if the election were held today, will you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution?
No, no, never.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. And can you tell me what values are behind your current decision to vote no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? You can pick two of the values that best describes the values behind your decision from the following list.
We don't believe in abortion.
Okay. Well, I'm going to read you a list, and you can choose up to two values, okay? The choices are family, safety, goes too far, parents' right, protecting lives of onboard children, personal responsibility, empathy, responsibility to women, distrust of government, and faith in God.
Protecting the life of an unborn child.
Protecting the life of an unborn child.
Okay, thank you so much. And can you choose another one?
Family.
Family.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you more or less motivated to vote, or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
It doesn't make any difference.
Okay. And if you learn a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, will that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
It doesn't make a difference.
Okay, thank you so much. And if you learn a candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure, will that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate? Okay, thank you so much. And to the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exception? Want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions? Or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
I want the states to decide on their own.
Okay, thank you so much. And again, to the best of your knowledge, the Republicans...
How many more questions? How many more questions do you questions are, is this?
We are actually more than half.
Wait, how much more?
We are more than half.
More than half?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. To the best of your knowledge, do Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? A national ban on abortion without exception? Want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
States decide on their own.
Okay. And how about you? Do you want abortion to be illegal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions? Or one state to decide on their own abortion laws?
States decide on their own.
Okay, thank you so much. And when thinking about who to vote for in the race for United States Congress, how important it is to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it a requirement? Very important? Somewhat important? Neutral?
Very important.
Okay, thank you so much. And when thinking about who to vote for in the race for president, how important is to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? It's, again, a requirement, very important, somewhat important, neutral, somewhat unimportant, or very unimportant?
Very important.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you some information on a conservative policy agenda called Project 2025, then answer some questions on it, and this is how it reads. Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care, by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, and eliminating access to medication abortion access through the mail. Based on what you just heard, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called Project 2025? Do you feel very favorable, somewhat favorable, neutral, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, thank you so much. And if you learned a candidate for political office supported the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda, will that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate? Or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
That doesn't really make a difference at all.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you some statements made by people who support Democrats and the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Democratic candidates and yes on the ballot measure. The first one says, every person's life and pregnancy has their own unique circumstances. Decisions about abortion should stay between people and their doctors, not unqualified politicians. That's why I'm voting yes on the measure and for Democrats who believe the government should not interfere in healthcare decisions. Is this a very convincing, somewhat convincing, not a very convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason?
Ma'am, not very all convincing.
Okay. Then we deserve the freedom to make our own healthcare decisions, including decisions about abortion. Republicans are trying to take away our reproductive freedoms, which is why I'm voting yes on the abortion measure and for Democrats who will protect our freedom. Again, is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not at all convincing?
This is on the Republican?
And this is for Democrat or Republican?
This is for Democrats.
Convincing.
Okay, thank you. And the last one says, the next president is likely to appoint up to 3 new Supreme Court judges who will shape Supreme Court rulings on issues like abortion for generations. A Republican president and Senate who lock in a 7-2 conservative majority for decades. We need a Democratic president and senator who will appoint and confirm fair, impartial judges, not MAGA justices who take bribes from billionaires to attack our reproductive freedom. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you 2 statements made by people who support Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot measure. Can you please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for the Republican candidate and no on the ballot measure? The first one is reasonable people. I'm sorry?
Very convincing.
Very, very convincing.
Okay. We have reasonable people can have different opinions of abortion. Democrats support this amendment, which is not what it seems and is too extreme. I am voting for Republicans who have a moderate, common sense approach to abortion.
Republicans have a common sense approach.
So very convincing?
Yes.
Very convincing.
Okay. And then we have Republicans want to protect our kids and the rights of parents, and that is why I support. The Democrats support the proposed abortion amendment, which threatens parents' rights by legalizing abortion and sex change for minors without parental consent.
No, not convincing.
Not convincing at all.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on the issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
Ma'am, I think I give it a 10.
Okay, thank you. And now, again, I know this is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Republican Donald Trump.
Okay. And one last time, if the election were held today, will you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
Not vote.
Okay, thank you so much. And one last time, I know this is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your representative in Congress, the Democrat or the Republican?
Republican.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, can you tell me what is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
High school.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you consider yourself heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay? Bisexual or something else?
Ma'am, listen. I think you can count me as a straight.
Okay, thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Who did you vote for? Trump.
Trump!
Okay, thank you so much. And the last question. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$100,000.
Okay, thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time and your help.
And we...
Bye-bye.